Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. The receipts are in, and they are messy. Agents are deploying in hospitals, HR platforms, customer support queues, and the early results? A split verdict that tells us more about organizations than it does about AI. Let me start with the number that's got everyone talking. 88% of agent projects never reach production. Gartner says 40% of agentic AI projects will be canceled by 2027. Goldman Sachs found no meaningful relationship between AI investment and macro productivity. The bears are having a field day. Wrong framing. The Thomson Reuters case study is the one I keep coming back to. A law firm whose agents didn't fail because they were bad agents. They hit 13 years of undocumented institutional knowledge. Workflows existing in 5 simultaneous configurations. Contracts split between document systems and partners' Outlook folders. The agents expected governed data and documented processes. They found institutional knowledge maintained through human intuition and learned workarounds. That's not an agent failure, that's a debt collection notice. Technical debt, process debt, documentation debt, years of deferred organizational work that the agent made impossible to ignore. The agent didn't create the problem. It revealed the problem that was already there. Now here's the finding that should keep you up at night. Agents don't fail suddenly, they drift. Silent behavioral degradation over months, appearing functional while quietly getting worse. A system that fails catastrophically? Easy to catch. A system that quietly degrades over 6 months while everyone assumes it's fine? That's the one that ends careers. And nobody's building dashboards to detect it yet. MIT Sloan just published the most important fact in enterprise AI right now. 80% of agent implementation work has nothing to do with the model. Less than 20% was prompt engineering and model work. More than 80% was data integration, model validation, governance, drift management. Their summary? For every hour spent perfecting a model, expect 4 hours making it work in the real world. That ratio should be on every vendor's slide deck. It never will be, because it undermines the sale. What this destroys is the enterprise vendor pitch that complexity is their value add. If 80% of the work is socio-technical integration, none of which requires your $2 million platform license, then the moat isn't where they're selling it. Now for something that's actually working. Agent memory just shipped at scale. I said in February that persistent memory would become the defining infrastructure question of 2026. We're in mid-March, and it's already a production story. MemZero now has 100,000 developers. The benchmark results matter. 26% accuracy improvement, 91% lower latency, 90% token cost savings. But here's what I want you to read. Sunflower, a digital health platform, 1 day of integration, 80,000 users, 40% cost reduction, and emotional continuity maintained across sessions. 1 day of integration work, 80,000 users. That's not a research project, that's a constraint that disappeared. Memory is what turns an agent from a fancy chatbot into an extension of a person or organization. An agent that forgets everything between sessions has no identity, no continuity, no accumulated context. Persistent memory is what makes an agent an actual extension. The development camp war I predicted for Q2? It's happening 6 weeks early. The fault line isn't just IDE native versus platform wrappers, it's inside the IDE camp itself. Claude Code versus Open Code. Anthropic's safety-first ecosystem versus model-agnostic, you-own-your-keys architecture. That's the railroad company argument playing out in real time. Anthropic is making ecosystem lock-in feel like a safety feature. The safety framing isn't wrong, but OpenCode's counter is the right question to ask. Here's the story most AI newsletters will miss entirely. NIST just made agent identity a federal priority. When NIST publishes a concept paper on AI agent identity and authorization, security teams start citing it, compliance teams start asking questions, and procurement officers start requiring answers. You have about 90 days before this shows up in an enterprise security review. The practical question for any business deploying agents with real system access. Can you answer, who authorized this agent to do that, right now? Not when your auditor asks, now. Here's my uncomfortable truth for the week. The 88% failure rate isn't an AI problem. It's an organizational debt problem that AI is finally making expensive enough that people can't defer it anymore. The agent is just the invoice arriving. The organizations I'm watching closely treat agent deployment as the forcing function to finally do the work they should have been doing for years. Clean the data, document the workflows, establish governance before you need it. Those organizations aren't just getting their agents into production. They're building the only competitive moat that actually holds. Because the model is commoditizing, and the infrastructure is not. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.